to meet your permit. Under events. Abortion in the road, that's all.
Come on, that's a good question, you should have done that one.
I'm gonna tell you, it's not crying.
You know, yeah, I wish you were too much.
I had a vision.
Well, I do, yeah.
And then I saw the bride.
What kind of cute?
She was adorned in her white garment.
Her kind of, her senior服装.
A beautiful, beautiful veil on her head.
很漂亮的那个婚纱。
Standing next to her.
然后在新娘的旁边。
Was the Lord.
就是主。
As she had her sorrows.
她是充满忧伤。
Yet the crown of thorns on his head.
有那荆棘的冠冕。
Was pouring down his face.
从她的脸上流下来。
His hair was pierced.
她的手是被钉。
The stripes, you can see on his neck.
她能看见她的脸上。
What the Lord is asking.
要求。
It is true that you are called to be the bride of the reigning king.
是的，你是被呼召要成为新妇。
Are you going to be the bride?
那你如果要做新妇。
Put down the sorrows.
你要认识这忧伤的主。
To bear his sorrows.
要背负他的痛苦。
For his glory.
为了他的荣耀。
He's looking for a bride.
他在寻找新妇。
Who will bear the bed of sorrows.
愿意来背负他的痛苦。
The bride who will bear the bed of sorrows will groom him.
就为身体来背负这受苦者。
Will you bear his sorrows?
你愿意来背负他的痛苦吗？
Will you bear his sorrows?
你愿意来背负他的忧伤？
For a world that is lost.
为了这个失丧的世界。
That's his question.
这是他对你的问题。
Oh Jesus.
Yes.
You are altogether lovely.
你是全然的美丽。
We think of your cross, Lord.
我们不是你的十字架。
But how many are willing to bear it?
多少愿意背负这十字架。
None but the true bride.
除了那真正的心腹。
Only that bride which is called.
就是那里呼召的心腹。
Out of the world and into you and with you.
从世界里召出来，来跟随你。
Will bear the cross.
他们来背负这十字架。
That you have borne.
就是你所背负的十字架。
Give us grace, Lord.
都给我们恩典。
To say yes to you.
向你说愿意。
To come out of the world.
脱离世界。
And to bear the sufferings of Christ.
来背负基督的痛苦。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Enable me to share this on your heart.
容许我可以把你的心丧失分享出来。
a message I gave, a message I prayed for.
可以把你放到里面的信息可以传达出去。
Is of the reigning king.
就是关乎大荣耀的君王。
But when I heard his Lord, that you will guard the heart.
请你来预备我的心。
With a higher call.
给我们更高的呼召。
To bear the sufferings of Christ.
来背负基督的痛苦。
The man of sorrows.
就是那忧伤之子。
Your precious name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We're talking on Melchizedek.
我们是谈到安息的。
I just finished this book, which is published.
我就是刚刚写完这本书出版的安息的。
We titled it Melchizedek, the New Millennium Priesthood. Could you turn me down just a little bit, please?
这本书就是新写的祭司职任安息的。是什么的一个祭司的职任
？The priesthood that will bear heaven's authority.
这个祭司的职任会承受天上的权柄。
It is even now it is mere infancy.
现在是刚刚婴孩的阶段出现。
Begun to be released into the earth.
而且这个安息日的祭司职任要被释放到这个地上。
We see in spirit infancy.
我就说现在是一个婴儿的阶段。
There are only a few, very small number.
就是现在有极少数的人。
That have been given this land up to this time.
就是在今天只有极少数的人领受的这个职任。
Can you even be clear back to the man?How many people should have been hearing that?
如果你后面听得清楚就举手。
I can't hear you very well, so but I don't want to be as loud as it was. So, few number have been anointed, granted that mantle up to this point.
直到今天是极少数的人。被领受那个恩膏，领受这个万禧节祭祀的这个万禧。
And those who are functioning in it.
那些是行在这样的职任里的。
Are functioning in the infancy of the release of the mantle.
是呢，这个恩膏一个幼年阶段，可以说一个初步阶段被释放出来的恩膏。
So really, in the very earliest stages of seeing the release of the Melchizedek priesthood.
就这个万禧的职任，还是在一个初阶的当中。
Before we will see this priesthood flowing in full power and authority.
就是呢，在还没有看见这个祭司职任在成熟运作的地步之前
，we will see on the scene.When the angel of the Lord referred to when speaking to me, the mighty man of power.
就是呢，神的使者对我说，在这个麦基洗德成熟的阶段出现之前，我们会看见大能的勇士出现。
At the time he spoke to me about these mighty men.
当神的使者对我说关于这些大能勇士
，I had been called to make a very very serious decision.
那个时候神呼召我要做一个很重要的决定。
I labored over that decision for about 3 days.
我大概用三天的时间啊，为了这个决定来挣扎。
And during the course of that laboring,
在那个要做出那个决定的三天的当中
，the angel of the Lord stood sentry beside me with sword drawn.
就是神所差遣的使者在我旁边，是拿起那个剑。
It is an amazing thing to see a being stand without so much as blinking an eye.
就
就是呢，看见这个使者呢，就是没有障眼的站着。
For 3 days and 3 nights.
三天三夜就站在我旁边。
He never looked at me.
他没有眼睛看着我。
He looked only straight ahead.
他只是往前的时候看。
He was there to guard over me while I made his decision.
他就是在旁边保护我，当我在要做出决定的过程。
After I made the decision, it was time for him to leave.
当我做完这个决定之后呢，神这个使者就预备要走了。
So he turned to me and he spoke to me about the mighty man of valor.
他就转向我，跟我谈了大的勇士。
Told me that these men were equated to the mighty men of David.
他说呢，这些大的勇士是相等于在圣经里大卫的啊当中的一些勇士。
And that they would come forward to prepare the church for the coming of the Melchizedek priesthood.
这些大的勇士会在地上出现，为了预备教会。来迎接麦基洗德祭司的出现。
The message would be a strong message of repentance, a call to repentance.
然后这些的大能勇士，他们的信息就是一个呼吁人悔改的信息。
A picture of it would be the coming of John the Baptist.
就有点类似的，好像呢是洗约翰出现的时候。
Before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督出现之前，首先有施洗约翰出现。
He went to Israel.
啊，施洗约翰住在以色列人当中
，and preached repentance.
就传一个悔改的信息
to the Jewish people.
就是向以色列的百姓。
The call for repentance was so strong, people streamed into the Galilee from all over Israel.
当时他那个悔改的信息是这么的有能力，众人从各地啊来到以色列地来回来到
to repent.And to be baptized.
他们就众人拥往啊，施洗约翰那里去悔改，而且受悔改的洗。
In the same respect, the mighty men of valor will come forward.
同样的，在地上会出现这些大能勇士
doing great warfare, and warfare against the enemy of our soul.
他们会为我们的灵魂的会敌对我们灵魂的仇敌。
They will call the church out of the world.
他们呼吁教会要脱离世界
，and into repentance，
然后进入悔改。
As the church responds，
当教会有回应的时候
，then the church will be healed，
教会就会得到医治。
I see these mighty men go into congregations， even very very large congregations。
那这些的大能勇士会进入啊一些的教会，甚至呢人数很多的。聚会的当中
，call the church to repentance，
就呼吁教会要悔改
，to come out of the world and into the holiness of God's kingdom，
来脱离世界，要进入神国，那圣洁的当中。
Those who repented were blessed，
那些有悔改的就很蒙恩。
In the churches that refused to repent， and I saw that there were many churches that refused to repent。
那一些悔改的教会，而且我看见有许多教会是拒绝悔改。
They preach a hyper grace message。
他们这些教会呢，所传讲的是一个超然的恩典的福音。
Very much materially oriented，
是个很倾向这个追求物质的。
Never consigning the church to the holiness of God，
从来不为教会啊。谈到神的圣洁来做成成为圣洁。
Churches where there was just a lot of the world，
在这些的教会当中是非常的世俗，很多世界的影响。
They were building their own kingdoms, not God's。
他们所建造的是自己的王国，而不是神的国度。
These churches that refused to repent，
这些拒绝悔改的教会。
And these mighty men would give the call to repentance。
这些的大能勇士会向他们呼吁要悔改。
If the church refused to repent，
但如果教会拒绝悔改
，judgment would be issued immediately from the throne of God，
从神的宝座会马上宣告审判。
And that work would undergo great devastation。
然后那些的事工会经历败坏。
I can remember once many years ago。
我记得很多年以前有一次
ministering in a church，
我在一个教会服侍。
I ministered in that church several times.
我曾经到过那个教会几次。
Always calling the church to holiness.
每次会议的教会要成为圣经。
This particular time.
那那一次。
When I arrived.
当我到达的时候。
The pastor gave me trouble.
那个牧者给我一些的难处。
His associate pastor gave me trouble.
他的副牧师也给我难处。
He had a third pastor, I can't remember what his name was, he also gave me trouble.
还有第三个牧者也给我有难处。
And it was just a very difficult time.
那是很艰难的时刻。
I ministered this church so many times, and felt that the church was a friend, and I was a friend of the church.
之前我曾经到过这个教会多次，以为这个教会啊是我的朋友，我也是他们的朋友。
I couldn't understand what had happened.
我都不了解到底发生了什么事。
Nearing the end of my time there, I ministered there for many nights, probably about 5 nights at that time.
那么快要结束的服事已经差不多是4-5天了。
The Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me on the platform.
主耶稣基督就在讲台的旁边出现。
And when he appeared to me, he said to me, I want to show you things the way I see it.
然后他就说呢，我会让你看见我所看见的事情。
Immediately I was carried away into a vision.
然后马上我就被带到一个意象。
Although I was at the platform, I was totally incognizant to anything that was going on around me.
像我是站在讲台上，那当时请我去看意象的时候，我就完全对于当时的环境就没有察觉。
I was carried into a vision.
直到我到了意象的光景。
And in the vision, I was standing on the Mount of Beatitudes.
我就站在了那个阿福的山上。
And I was watching Jesus minister and preach to the people.
我就在看着耶稣对那些的百姓在讲道。
I heard him say things such as, I have spoken to you about the very treasures of heaven.
我就听到耶稣呢跟以色列百姓说，我把天上的宝贵的器皿向你们分享了。
But you didn't receive my words.
让你们不接受我的话。
You have ears, but you do not hear.
你有耳朵，但是你听不见。
You have eyes, but you do not see.
你有眼睛，但是你看不见。
You have a heart, but it does not receive.
你有一颗心，但是你领受不了。
If there is not repentance immediately,
如果你们不马上回来，
I'm going to send strong judgment.
我会来施行严重的审判。
And in 1 year, all will be fulfilled.
然后一年之内，所有这些的审判会应验。
I began to cry.
我就开始了哭泣。
Because I knew that it was happening to the people of this church.
因为我知道主耶稣是这样对着我在服侍的那个教会说这样的话。
He went on and on about how he had nurtured the people, how he had spoken his truths to them, the very most beautiful things of heaven.
然后呢，耶稣继续的说他是怎么样培育他的百姓，把这最宝贵的信息来。释放给他们，
让他们爱世界，让
他们爱世界。
And they rejected the truth.
他们拒绝了真理。
The vision came to an end. The experience came to an end.
我这个意象结束了。
I'm weeping.
我在哭泣。
And now I'm looking at the congregation.
我觉得就眼睛就看着在我前面的坐。
And through many tears, I shared with them what I had seen.What I had just experienced.
我一边哭泣，把我刚才的一项所看见的跟他们说。
Because these people knew my ministry, because I had ministered in their midst so many years.
因为那些的会众呢，认识我的服事，因为我多年在他们当中服事。
They knew that I would never say something like this to them because I had really seen it.
他知道我不会随便说这样的话，除非我真实的在一项里看见。
And I told them within one year.Judgment would be the second judgment would be complete.
我就跟他们说的，一年之内呢，真的是自行的审判就会完成。
If they did not repent,
如果他们不悔改
，so many other people fell into repentance.
所以在其中当中，很多的会众就真实的悔改。
The tears began just to flow profusely.
他们就流了很多的眼泪。
And I thought, praise God, they finally heard.
所以我心里就感谢神，他们真正的听进去了。
And God will spare the church.
那这样的神就会胜了这个教会。
One year to the day.
但是呢，正确的准确的一年之后。
There were no more than five or six people left in this church that once held a thousand.
在这个教会原来有千人的教会，只剩下五六人。
The pastor was gone.
然后牧师也离开了。
The two assistant pastors that had given me trouble were gone.
那给我难处的另外两个牧师也离开了。
And practically the entire congregation had dispersed.
可以说呢，他说呢，整个教会会众都已经分散了。
The pastor contacted me and said, "What happened?"
那个牧师跟我联系说，发生什么事？
And I told him, I said, it is as I said.
我说就是照我所说的。
You were raising up a church that was learning to disdain holiness.
你所兴起的教会是个轻视圣洁的教会。
Many times I wrote the message of holiness and righteousness in your hands.
让我多次把圣洁跟公义的信息带到教会。
I gave you the very treasures of heaven, just like the Lord said.
我正如耶稣所说，把天上宝藏给你们。
But in your zeal to build a church,
但是在你要建立教会的热心的当中，
you rejected the rock.
你拒绝了这个磐石。
He was devastated. He was broken. But there was nothing that I could do.
他就很破碎的痛苦，但是我也帮不了他。
And there was no longer anything he could do.
他也做不了什么。
The best that he could do at this time would have been to prepare.
那最好他当时应该就是悔改。
Go deep. He did start a very long fast, or a long fast, trying to make things right with the Lord.
他也开始呢，用比较长时间的禁食，跟女神和好。
But the time that he did that, things had gone too far.
但是呢，他这样的时候，那个教会已经破碎了。
But I'm trying to show things that when these mighty men are of the hour are released into the church, it's going to be for the purpose of bringing the church.To holiness.
我就是说，这些是要释放到教会当中啊，服侍的大能的勇士，是要在教会释放一个圣洁的信息。
They will preach and teach an uncompromising word.
他们教导啊，传讲的话是没有打折扣
的。Those who receive the ministry will undergo great healing.
那些接受他们服侍的会经历很深的医治。
Because the world will be aborted from their souls.
因为世界会从他们的魂里面完全的得救。
And they will be prepared for the coming of the Melchizedek priesthood.
他们就会预备好来迎接太喜的职任的来临。
This priesthood, which will not only be responsible for awakening Israel,
这个太喜的祭司能出现，不只是要负责把以色列苏醒过来。
But will awaken the church.
他也会，他们也会唤醒教会
into the majesty of God.
让我们看见神的威严
and raise up a pure, holy, and mighty church.
而且会兴起一个纯洁的大能的教会。
Please turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7.
我们来看希伯来书七章。
This priesthood is very controversial.
这个太祭司的祭司啊，这个职任是一个很争论性的。
Only because it is not understood.
因为呢，人家不明白这个太祭司的祭司职任。
As God continues to pour out light and understanding into His church,
当当教会慢慢的领受这个亮光的时候
，and the priesthood becomes understood.
然后。教会开始明白这个万祭司的祭司的次的时候
，Those who want to go on Christ，
那些要更多要基督的
，will find a place of great security，
他们就会找到一个很安全的庇护。
Will find a place of security because of the purity that will enter into their lives through the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ flowing through this priesthood。
他们会接着这个万祭司的祭司的职任，耶稣透过这个职任会释放一个恩膏在这些恒神的人生命，他们就会领受很深的安全感。
I want to again to allude to the reality that this is not going to circumvent the present fivefold ministry.
我再次强调呢，这个麦基洗的祭司职任的兴起呢，并不会掩盖了取代了现在运行的
五神执事。And hopefully not going back to their church and saying, you know, Melchizedek is coming, the fivefold ministry is gone.
我不知道大家的教会说呢，安息的这个祭司职任要出现了，然后呢，五神执事呢会消失。
But this priesthood, although it will be the new high-level government,
啊，这个安息的祭司职任会成为这个啊层次高的那个政权，什么政权
？Will actually enhance the fivefold ministry.
他们反而会加强五重执事的职任。
That is one of the purposes of God sending the Melchizedek priesthood, the Melchizedek mantle to the church.
啊，这个是神要兴起这个麦基洗德祭司啊，把这个恩膏外衣加给教会的目的。
He wants to help pastors be all they can be.
啊，他要借着这个麦基洗德祭司们，要帮助呢牧者们成为神要牧者成为人员。
Which is far more than they ever dreamed they could be.
远远超过牧者们啊，可以想象自己可以。
He wants to help the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist.
啊，所以要坚持的外面积的，其实只能要帮助那个啊，使徒、先知啊、牧师、教师、传道。
Flow in the fullness of their authority.
让他们在他们应有的权柄上，可以完全的啊，站在那里运作。
Fulfilling the fullness of the purpose, plans and purposes of God in their lives.
啊，在让这五重的执任的人可以完成神的职上的计划。
So this priesthood will enhance the fivefold ministry, not replace it.
所以这个麦基洗德啊，祭司会加强五重执事啊的人，而不是取代他。
Okay, let's look at verse 3.
七章三节，希伯来书。
Again, I'd like to translate from the Greek for you. Without record of father or mother,
啊，没有记录麦基洗德有父亲或者母亲
，or ancestral line，
或者呢有他的有祖先的记录
，neither with beginning days，
没有记录他有啊开始他什么时候出生
，or ending of life，
或者什么时候他啊离世
，or resembling the Son of God。
但是这麦基洗德就啊效仿神之子，神子。
He continues to be a priest.
他继续为祭司。
Without interruption and without successor.
啊，没有间断的做祭司，也没有继承人。
But this brief scripture,
这个简单的
packed with understanding,
是充满很多的啊教导。
It is just loaded with insight and revelation.
是有很多的启示就在这里几句话。
What has transpired in the church for those that believe that Christ was the pre-incarnate Christ was the original Melchizedek？
啊，在教会里面呢，人认为啊，在基督来到世界之前啊，他就是那个麦基洗德。
Is that they have understood this misunderstood this very passage？
他们是。错误的理解了这段圣经。
First of all, it tells us that Melchizedek is without father or mother or ancestral line.
因为这里说到麦基洗德是无父无母，也没有祖先的。
So then many say, well, then it has to be the pre-incarnate Christ.
那有些人说，那这样的话，他的前身一定是啊在天上的基督。
Because no man, no woman is without mother or father or ancestral line.
因为地上没有。人是无父无母无祖先的。
But if we read a little further, we see that it says, resembling that he is resembling the Son of God.
因为后面啊，他是说他说与神的儿子相似。
How is it that he can resemble the Son of God if in fact he is the Son of God?
所以如果他是与神的儿子相似，他怎么可能是？道成肉身之前的，在天上的耶稣基督呢
？You're not going to appear like someone that you are. Do you understand what I'm saying?
如果你就是那个人物，你怎么会说是相似的人物
？So we don't have to twist this scripture to try to understand Melchizedek.
所以不要呢错误的理解了这个经文。
We don't have to try to make this passage say something it does not say to understand Melchizedek.
啊，不要把呢这个经文没有说的啊说进去。
This is a beautiful mystery.
这是一个很美好的奥秘。
Paul talked to us about mysteries.
神跟我们讲奥秘。
He helped us understand that the apostles and the prophets were given to the church to bring forth the mysteries.
保罗说，神给教会使徒先知是要把奥秘揭露。
This is one of those mysteries.
这是其中一个奥秘。
And as I explain to you what this mystery is, if you have a heart to understand, you will go, makes perfect sense.
当我现在要开始跟你解释这个麦基洗德的奥秘的时候，如果你有一颗愿意明白的心，你就会说啊，是这样，我明白。
My hope is that you are here because God has prepared you to understand.
我的盼望是你今天坐在这里，因为神已经预备你的心可以明白这个真理。
Because it's one of the things that has to be understood for the church to come into her fullness.
因为这个真理，教会是必须明白才能进入教会到成熟的阶段。
The Bible says,
所以圣经说
，that this priest who resembled Jesus was without mother or father。
圣经这里说，这位相似神的儿子的祭司是无父无母的。
Nor ancestral line, nor beginning of days, nor ending of life。
他也无祖母祖先，也没有。开始的日期也没有啊，死亡的日期。
Let me help you understand one such person.
啊，让我介绍一个人是这样的。
Enoch was a person like this.
啊，以诺就是一个类似这样的人，是不是
？He had entered into a spiritual place in God.
他进入了在神里面一个啊地位地步。
Wherein a person is removed from temporal ancestry.
甚至呢，他从地上的那个祖谱里面呢被啊，提离出来。
What I mean is that when you enter into union with Christ，
我就是说，当你进入跟基督的连结
，When you come into this place where you are no longer part of the lower how can I word this the lower boy, the word is just eluding me. When you are no longer a part of the lower ancestry, you're not walking in the flesh, you're not walking in the history of mankind.
当你的生命不是根据肉体，不是行在一个族谱，一个人类的。一个家族性的那个线的当中
，Your sinful nature has been crucified.
你的人的罪性已经钉在十字架上，已经完全死了。
Your soulish nature has been cleansed and purged.
你这个
temporal life, you might say,
你这个魂的部分是完全被洁净，脱离这个地上的这样的生命。
Union with Christ transpires.
那里与基督结连。
He becomes the dominant force in your person.
然后基督在你的身体里成为那主要的影响。
Your soul is literally living off of the new matrix.
据说你的灵魂是活在一个完全一个不一样的那个层次或者基础上。
This matrix is no longer that of the lower nature or the sinful nature.
你这样的生命的层次不是根据你最近的那个肉身的层次。
That you have become concentric with Christ.
你是与基督是完全的一致一体的。
You're living off of now His nature.
你是从耶稣基督他的属性那里活出你的生命。
This is what is called union with Christ.
这个就是与耶稣连结，与基督合一的意思。
When the sinful nature is extracted,
就是你的罪性已经完全的被拿走了。
Now I came up in the church hearing preachers never hearing anyone say you can enter into union with Christ, but hearing preachers say that is not possible in this life.
我在教会成长的，从来没有听过 牧师教导我们可以与基督连结合而为一，而是说呢，听到他们说呢，在活在地上是不可能达到这种光景。
To believe that is an inadequate understanding of Scripture.
但是我们如果相信这些话，说不可能的话，那这是目前的圣经教导。
I can take you through an entire week, 2-3 services a day, to teach you how to enter into union with Christ.
我可以整个星期每天两三堂来教导我们怎么样进入与耶稣契合、连接和如意。
I've written books about it.
我写书关于这个题目。
Go on our website and look at our books if you can read English.
如果你念英文，上我们的网址来找这些书。
I talk about it in my books.
在书里面我有解释这个。
I'm going to share with you today a visitation that I had where I was taken in to this altar place of glory.
我分享的有一次主造访我，把我带到这个活在这样与神连结的一个高的高处。
Union with God,
与神
，That's where he lived.
结连，这个就是以诺的生命。
The prophet Enoch, that's where he lived. Union with God.
以诺他生活的地方就是与神
连结合一。When you enter into union with
God, 当你进入与神连结合为一
，you are no longer part of the temporal ancestry.
你再不属于这个属地的族谱。
But you become part of Christ's ancestry.
你就属于基督的族谱。
The ancestry of the Spirit.
就是属灵的族谱。
Which is to have neither father nor mother,
就是无父无母
nor ancestral line,
没有祖谱
with no beginning of days,
没有开始的日期
nor ending of life,
没有死亡的日期
but rather resembling the Son of God,
但是与神的儿子相似
This is the first prerequisite of the Melchizedek priesthood,
这是做麦基洗德祭司的第一个条件
，They have to have they crucify themselves.
他们一定是对己而死
，crucify to the world.
对世界而死
，co-crucified with Christ.
与基督同钉十字架
，raised again together with Christ. Just as Paul talked about in Romans.
在罗马书上。
This is the first prerequisite of becoming a Melchizedek priest.
这个是要成为麦基洗德祭司的先决条件。
One of the reasons for this is because this priesthood represents heaven's authority.
为什么这样呢？因为这个麦基洗德祭司的职任是要代表天上的权柄。
To bear such authority, one must be dead.
他们要担负这样天上的属灵权柄，所以他们自己必须死。
You can imagine if ministers today, the way ministers behave when they are, building their own kingdoms.
有时我们看见一些的服侍的人牧者他们是建立自己的王国这种服侍。
You know, I just love it because.On television, you think that every minister that we have in the body of Christ was the most wonderful, gracious, kind, understanding, godly, holy person in the world.
有时候我们呢有一个想法，就是呢，服侍神的人一定是呢最世界上最良善、最圣洁、最温柔的人。
It is repulsive.
这是让人呕心的。
You can imagine if God were to anoint such leaders with heaven's authority, what would happen to the church and in the world.
你就想象如果这种的领袖是如果把天上的权柄来高傲他们，那世界跟教会会变成什么样的
？Every time they would get angry, they would be sending curses on the people.
因为他每次生气的时候，他们就会宣告一些的咒诅在人身上。
And if they were anointed with heaven's authority, they would be very effective curses.
那么如果他们有天上的权柄这样的高傲，他们的那些的咒诅就会产生很大的功效。
God cannot afford to anoint people in the body of Christ at this time with heaven's authority.
所以神现在不能把他天上权柄这样的大恩膏高在现在上面的人。
It takes earth into crucified life.
必须先进入到完全的钉死的生命。
Which means
意思是
that as a child of God, you pick up the cross and you can follow Him.
就是我们做神的儿女，我们背起十字架来跟随他。
What does it mean to follow Him? It means to deny yourself.
跟随他就是舍己，给自己说不。
What is there about self-denial? And everything He asks you to do is something that feels very good to do.
如果他要求你做的事情，你感觉是很好，那什么是叫舍己呢？
You had a good week this week. You worked really hard. Go play golf.
啊，你这个礼拜你工作很努力，所以现在去打高尔夫球吧。
Pick your family up and go on vacation. Have lots of fun.
然后带你家人去旅游，可以享受一下。
This is not the crucified life.
这个不是那钉十字架的钉死的生命。
People in the church think that being a Christian, everyone should love you.
在教会里面，有些人以为你既然在教会，每一个人都应该爱你。
Although you don't love everyone，
虽然你没有爱每一个人。
No one should be unkind to you，
但是没有人应该对你。
Although you don't have a problem being angry and snappy if people displease you，
但是如果你不喜欢人呢，你容忍自己呢，可以不耐烦或者态度不好。
We have these thousands we live with，
我们就这样的活在这。
God cannot afford to put heaven's government in the hands of people who have not brought temperance to their soul.
神不会把天上的权柄、政权的加给这些在他们自己身体里面没有一种的约束啊的人。
If you have a neighbor problem, presently you are not a candidate for heaven's authority.
如果你现在有愤怒的怒气的问题，那不是啊，大家都承受天上的权柄。
You are a very dangerous vessel，
可以说你是非常危险的器皿。
God will anoint people who have been crucified to self，
神只能高抹那些被挤来死的人。
Let me share with you an example.Let me show you the experience. May I?
跟大家分享一个经历哈。May I?
I think I'll go ahead and do it anyway. Just for a second. I was in prayer.
有一次我在祷告当中。
And suddenly the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me.
突然主就显现
了。Now I'm going to offend some of your temper appetites, may I?
对，某些人可能会被冒犯啊，好不好？
When he appeared to me, he was very fat.
当主向我显现的时候呢，他是蛮胖的样子。
He was 500 pounds.
500磅那样的重量。
Now, having seen the Lord so many times,
那我过去见过主很多次。
As I shared with you yesterday, he is a beautiful being.
我好像昨天我说他是非常美。
So you can imagine my shock.
所以你想，他的内心很震惊。
I saw him 500 pounds.
哦，我看见他500磅重。
And I said to him, I started laughing.
我就开始笑。
And I said to him because I was sure you didn't really realize.
我那就
have to understand that someone came up to me and said, "Mimi, you're so fat." It was his spirit.
是他的灵。
I see.
我看见的那五百磅就是他的灵的重量。
He was 500 pounds fat with truth.
他是充满五百磅的真理。
Now I could physically see the word of God flowing through his mind, through his heart, through his flesh, through his soul.
我可以说呢，看见真理在。流灌在他的灵魂体身体。
We see it wasn't memorized scripture that I was seeing.
我所看见的不是他背诵的一句一句的话。
It was the living word.
是呢，活的大道在他整个身体。
The one that was standing before me was the living word.
因为站在我面前的就是那活泼的道。
His spirit fed with truth.
他的灵是。满满的这个真理。
The church today cannot hardly even comprehend what I'm talking about.
今天的教会难以理解我现在所说的。
Because we live a life of mixture.
因为我们的生命是一个混杂混合的生命。
We look at things in the temporal world the way we see them with our natural eyes.
我们看地上的事情用我们的肉眼看。
Nothing in this temporal world, or at least very little, lines up with truth.
可以说呢，我们肉眼看见这个地上的短暂的生命里面呢，很少是跟真理是对齐。
For instance, you can't go out into your front yard, look at your nice new shiny car.
比如说，你很难到你自己的院子外面看着你的新车
，and say, "Now this is beautiful of the truth."
你不能说对于这个车说这是一个很美的真理。
For two reasons you cannot say this.
你不能这样说。
Because according to truth, it is not beautiful.
按照真理呢，它并不美丽。
No matter how much you paid for
it. 不管你花了多少钱。
The second reason,
第二
is not truth.
它不是真理。
Your car is not truth.
汽车不是真理。
You gauge truth by this temporal world.
但是我们是
But only those things of the kingdom of God are truth.
平常我们是根据地上的事物来衡量真理，但是其实只有在神的国里，以神的国为标准的，才能衡量真理。
His world is truth.
神的国是
His word is truth.
他的话语是真理。
Only the things of the kingdom of God are truth.
唯有神国度里的事物是真理。
But we grow up in this temporal world, gauging all things by what we see, hear, feel, and touch.
但是呢，我们在这个地上的世界生长，我们以我们所能感觉的、看见的触摸的事情为标准来衡量真理。
Am I telling you the truth?
是不是这样？
I'm telling you so much truth right now, most of the church will go, "Well, I don't know about that."
我现在跟你们所说的这么多的真理，可能一般的教会觉得，我也不太能接受。
Because they don't walk close enough with God to be true to the truth.
因为他们不愿意这样的靠近神，以致呢对真理对齐。
Now this piano,
这个钢琴
is it truth?
它是不是真理
？That's right.It's not true.
它并不是真理。
But you look at it, and in your heart somewhere, you're saying this is true.
但是呢，你看着这个钢琴，你心里就说，是，它是真实的。
It's true because I can feel it.
它是真实的，因为可以摸得到。
It feels like wood.
它感觉是木头。
It's true.
是真实的。
Deep in your heart,
在你心的深处。
That's what you believe.
你就相信。
See this mic stand?
你说这个
is this truth?
Mic 住的是真理吗？
Raise your hand if you believe it's true.
如果你认为它是真理，请举手。
Very good or very intimidated, one of the two. It is not true.
它不是真理。
What about this? Okay, is this true?
是真理吗？
If it's not truth, it cannot stand in the light of God's glory.
它不是真理，它不能在神的荣光当中站立。
Jesus was not full of information.
耶稣不是充满资讯。
He was fat with truth.
耶稣是因着真理发胖。
There's a huge difference.
这是很大的分别。
What God wants to raise up is a church that is filled with truth.
神要兴起的教会是充满真理的教会。
Filled with the Spirit of truth.
是充满真理的灵的教会。
Do we need to memorize scripture? Yes.
我们需要背诵圣经吗？要。
It's good to know scripture.
认识圣经是重要的。
It's good to study the word.
研读圣经是好的。
But moreover,
但是我们更加要。
It is best to live in truth.
最重要的是要活在真理当中。
You guys are very smart. I'm going to give you an A. So truth is flowing through him constantly. Okay, so he's the living truth. He is the living.
是的，活着的真理。是活着的道，所以真理不断的在他生命里，在身体里的流畅。
Now don't ask me how I was able to discern this because I don't know.
不要问我是怎么样分辨出来的，就是我就是知道。
All I know is when the Lord wants you to see something and understand something, He's quite capable of helping you.
我知道呢，只要我主，他要你来看见、明白的真理。
Now you need to know that.
你要知道。
For the rest of what I'm going to say,
啊，就是我等下要继续讲的。
As I watch him,
当我在注意耶稣的时候
，He goes through these many transformations.
他就不断的在变化。
Not many, but many.
哦。不是微小的。
No, this is your
fault. I thought the man, but you mean
how did I do that?
我不晓得怎么形容爱是怎么活的。
I saw it.
但是我看见。
There are no words in human vernacular to explain it to another person.
但是我无法用字句来向你表达这个神圣的爱。
But love, divine love, rose up front and center.
但是呢，这个神圣的爱就这样的从他身上就散发
出来。But I can't explain what it looks like. I can't tell you what it feels like.
所以我说不出他怎么样的形象，但是我可以说我怎么感觉到。
Divine love is not that, you know, mushy, gooey, stuff you feel when his presence comes into the congregation.
这种神圣的爱不是有时候我们在感情上、情感上感觉那种很舒服的感觉啊。
He touches us with his love and we swoon.
有时候呢，我们所经历的，他用爱来触摸我们，我们就受不了。
He has to bring his love way down for us to be able to relate to him.
平常他要把他的神圣的爱呢放到很低的层次，我们才容易的跟他来啊接触。
In its highest form, his love is imperceptible to human beings.
但是呢，他的爱在更高的层次呢，对我们来说是察觉不到。
Loving us, wanting us to experience him.
因为他爱我们，希望我们来经历他。
He's willing to diminish so that we can tangibly feel something we can understand.
他把自己变得很微小，以致我们可以呢很真实的感觉到、抓得到他是怎么样。
But what he helped me understand at this time about his love.
但是那个时候，他会让我来明白他的爱是怎么样。
Is that his love is like a rock.
他让我明白了，他的爱就好像一个磐石，坚固的磐石。
Like the rock, if you ever hear this term up here in Canada, the rock of Gibraltar.
你们听啊，应该说是 Gibraltar 这个地方的石头。
Like the rock of Gibraltar, immovable,
就是说不能移动的。
When he sets his love upon someone,
it can't be moved. 当神决定把他的爱放在人身上。这个是坚固不能移动的。
You know how in this world, in this life,
你知道在这个世界上
，one minute a person likes you，
这一分钟这个人说喜欢你了。
The next minute a rumor goes on about you and your best friend is now your enemy。
然后呢，第二分钟呢，你听到一个谣言，原来你最好的朋友现在是你的敌人。
Sometimes it feels like Satan can take everyone out of your world。
甚至有时候你感觉呢，魔鬼从你把你所有周遭的朋友全部拿走。
But God's love is not like this.
但神的爱不是这样。
It is immovable.
是坚固不能移动的。
Unchangeable.
不改变的。
He loves you because he decided to love you.
他爱你，因为他决定要爱你。
And he decided to love you because he created you.
他决定爱你是因为他创造你。
He knows you're good and you're bad.
他知道好的地方。不好的地方。
He knows the areas you're growing. He knows the areas that you're stinking.
他知道你在成长的地方，他知道你发臭的地方。
And he loves you.
但是他仍然爱你。
His love is immovable like a rock.
他的爱是坚固不移动，像。
And it lasts as strong as a mountain.
他就是像山一样的坚固。
And yet, it's tender.
但还是温柔的
caring,
关怀的
affectionate,
很亲切的
passionate,
很热情的
jealous,
会极度嫉妒的
When his bride plays around with the world,
当他的心腹跟世界来玩耍的时候
he gets very jealous.
他会产生极大的气氛
He's like a jealous lover.
好像一个嫉妒的爱情人。
He doesn't like it.
他不会喜欢。
But that doesn't mean he's going to withdraw his love.
但并不等于他会把他的爱收回。
His love is solid.
他的爱是坚固的。
That began to disappear, and what came up in its place was
这个神圣的爱。开始消失，那又有什么呢？
Joy
就是喜乐。
Joy, such joy.
我就看见很大的喜乐。
Effervescent joy.
可以说是不断的发出力量的。
Behind see, it's a liquid that you can buy at the store, a little bottle with a little, I forgot what it's called, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's English, I can't pronounce. You get this little water, whatever you want to call it, into it, and you see bubbles. His joy was effervescent. Like so many bubbles bubbling up. Like in so light, so effervescent. I said to him, Lord, your joy is like a helium balloon. I cannot understand that because of the joy. I cannot understand how you were able to walk on the ground.
我真的不能理解你怎么样能够行在地上。
When you were here on this earth,
因为在你怎么样在地上的时候可以行走在地上。
I know you did.
我知道你有行在地上。
Because if you would walk, you know, above the ground,
我知道你是脚踏实地的踏在地上的。
Everyone would have known you were God.
如果你没有踏在地上。
You know, mystery reveals. Doesn't take faith to believe that. I still can't figure out how he did it. He was so effervescent with joy. That began to dissipate.
好像喜乐又消失。
And what rose out of its place was patience.
是心情忍耐。
Very patient, or I should say, his peace.
啊，他的
和平的 patience 和忍耐。His peace,
他的和平。
You know how Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you."
耶稣说，我留给你我的平安。
Not as the world given, give I unto you.
不像世界所给的。
I'm sure that most of you have.Ever into a time of extreme testing or suffering when just before you suddenly were overcome with the peace of God.
我相信你们经过一个极大的苦难考验，他突然被一个极大神的平安临到得着。
I don't know how this is going to work out, but peace tells me it's going to.
有时候一些事情我不晓得怎么样去处理，但是呢，里面的平安让我知道会解决的。
He walked in the most incredible peace.
耶稣所行走在一个极大的平安当中。
Love, joy, peace,
忍耐
patience, 和平
忍耐。
Now, how do you describe what patience looks like?
怎样形容忍耐是怎么样的样子？
Again, I cannot.
我无法形容。
All I can tell you is that this patience.Is so much greater than any person I've ever known.
我只能说他们的忍耐是超过任何我认识的朋友所有的忍耐。
He understands we are dull of mind.
他明白我们是很迟钝的。
Hard of heart.
我们的心是很刚硬的。
See only a little bit.
我们只看见一点点。
He understands why he has to say things to us over and over.Over, you know, he's done this so much. I say, I feel so stupid.
讲同样的事情，有时候我们觉得真的自己太笨了。
Why can't I get it?
有时候觉得为什么都听不
懂。So patient.
是他这样的有耐心。
He just smiles.
他就是微笑。
We think surely he must be angry with me by now. He's told me this 150 times.
有时候我们想，他一定生我的气了，已经跟我讲了150遍了。
And I still do it wrong.
就我还是做不对。
He just smiles.
而且他又向我微笑。
Very patient.
非常有耐心的微笑。
What does it look like? There's a look to it.
耐心这个忍耐是。
I can't tell you. I can't describe it.
很难形容。
But I can tell you.
但我可以告诉你。
That it also has a feeling.
也让我有这种感觉。
And your soul feels soothed.
然后你的心就觉得被安慰
，secure，
觉得很有安全感。
The tempest is gone.
你的大风浪过去了。
When you are in the presence of his patience.
当你在他的忍耐的中间。
Kindness.
好是啊。
The patience dissipated and kindness rose up.
这个那个忍耐啊消失，然后那个恩慈出现。
God is so incredibly kind, even to his worst enemies.
神是这样的恩慈，甚至呢对一些敌对他的仇敌。
And even to his worst enemies, how much to his friends?
如果神，耶稣是对他最敌对他的仇敌都是恩慈，何况
how much to his children?
何况对他的儿女。
If you think that God, you know, runs around stopping and screaming and yelling every time you do it wrong,
如果你以为神是呢，到处在啊，在找你毛病，看见你一犯错呢，就大声的啊骂你。
You stupid! Why did you do it again?
你以为他像你说笨蛋，你做错错了？
还在说出 over and over again.
我不是跟你讲过多少次吗？
He doesn't do that.
他不会这样。
Remember when he was in the boat with the disciples and he said, Why are you still yet so hard of heart?
你记得他在那个小船上对他的门徒说，你们为什么还心还是这么刚硬？
He didn't say that in anger.
他没有在怒气当中说。
He said that with great tenderness.
他是呢很温柔的说。
He was trying to provoke them and help them understand.
他
rise higher in the understanding of him.
他要激发他们，要兴起，要更多的来了解他。
In our times when it looked like Jesus was harshly rebuking people, but you know, it's difficult for him to harshly rebuke his enemies.
你知道吗？有时候我们以为耶稣是在很严厉的来责备啊他的儿女，但其实呢，对他来说，要很严厉的责备仇敌都很难。
Let alone his children.
更加不说来严厉的责备他们。
You would hear the words to the way Jesus actually spoke them. You would hear tenderness.
如果你真正耳朵听到耶稣是怎么样说话的，你会听到他那种
compassion，
那个恩慈良善
，great patience，
极大的忍耐。
When you began to deal with me, that there was a place in God that you could walk with God the way Jesus did when He was here on this earth.
当神要教导我说。你在地上是可以像耶稣那样的与神同行。
He made that offer to me 9 times in a year and a half.
在一年半的当中，他跟我讲9次，我可以进入这样像耶稣一样与神同行的地方。
And his voice sounded as patient the 9th time as it was the first time.
他讲了9次，第9次跟我讲的时候，跟第一次一样的那样的耐心的讲。
He understands.The pressures that are on humanity.
他明白我们人所承受的压力。
He understands the darkness that assails us.
他明白那向我们扑过来的那些黑暗。
He understands the fears and anxieties that we live with.
他知道我们所经历的焦虑、惧怕、紧张。
He understands the way the enemy comes to steal.Every gift of truth he tries to give us.
他明白仇敌怎么样，要从我们身上夺取他给我们每一个真理的赏赐。
He understands the fearfulness of people walking.
他知道我们行在何等的恐惧当中。
He understands all of this because he's God.
他明白这一切，因为他是神。
So he's incredibly patient with us.
他是对我们充满了耐心。
That doesn't mean he will not try to provoke us.
那并不是他不会用方法来激发我们。
That he will not change us.
他不会来对付我们。
But even in doing that, it is so filled with love.
但就算他做这样的管教的时候，他充满了爱。
Whereas it is full of love.
他纠正我们的时候是充满爱。
And goodness.And patience, and kindness, and care,
忍耐，关怀。
And that's what I saw.
我所看见的就是这些。
I saw the truth about Jesus.
我看见耶稣的真实。
Amen.
Amen.
I saw his goodness, his gentleness.
我看见他的良善，
他的温柔，his humility.
他的 谦卑。
I saw all of these things one at a time.
我就是在一一的轮流都看见这些。
When he finished,
当这些结束了
he said, Nina, come stand by me.
他就说伊藤，你站在我旁边。
So I rose up and I went and stood beside him.
所以我就起来站在他旁边。
And when I did,
当我这样做
I want you to be nervous.
这个简单。
It felt like an arm went out from him and wrapped around my waist.
我就感觉从他那里一个手就过来。
When that happened,
当这样的时候
all of my human passions went down, down, down and out my feet.
所有我的人的情感啊，情欲，而且私欲，完全从我里面就从脚里流出去。
This depicts the self-empty of our lower nature.
这个图画呢，是代表我们人的人性啊，负面的那些的，从我们里面完全的脱落啊，倒空。
There was a complete empty of self，
可以说是人的起完全的倒空。
My human love，
我人性的爱。
My human happiness，
我人性的快乐。
Human anger，
我人性的怒气。
Every human passion you can list,
每一种人性的
欺负大 pride,
人性的骄傲
every human passion you can imagine,
人性的每一种的情感
and some you can't,
有些人想象不到的
went down, down, down and out my feet,
就这样一直下去下去下去从脚里就流出去
as I was empty,
当我这样被倒空的时候
，Everything that was going on inside of him began to flow.
所有在他里面的一切就开始充满进到我里面。
His love,
他的爱
，His joy,
他的喜乐
，His peace,
他的平安
，His patience,
他的忍耐
，His kindness,
他的恩慈
，His goodness,
他的良善
，His humility,
他的谦卑
，His meekness,
他的温柔
，His faith,
他的信心。
Everything that was going on inside of our Lord,
所有的东西都进到里面，就开始进到我里面
，began to fill me,
开始充满我。
His faith,
他的信心
began to fill me,
他的信心充满我。
It filled my mind,
充满我的心思意念。
Filled my heart,
充满我的内心。
Filled my soul,
充满我的魂。
Filled every part of my being,
充满我的整个的每一个部分。
When it was done.
那这个完结之后
，I was a new person.
我是个新造的人。
I was not the same person.
我不再是原来的我。
I felt like I had been lifted up off the earth and taken into heaven, and I was dwelling within, you know, the matrix of Godhead.
我觉得我好像从地上被提起来，离开了这个地上，到了天堂，到了天上跟。神活在一起，活在他的那个光景层次。
Sometimes it's very difficult to explain spiritual things.
有时候很难形容这些属灵的事。
I have lots of compassion for Paul.
我呢很了解，很怜悯保罗。
Because it's hard to say it, it's even harder to write it.
如果呢我用言语表达都觉得困难，那写出来就更难。
But it was as though I had been lifted up.And was now dwelling in heavenly places.
但我真的就好像从地上被提起来，提到在天上的高处，活在那。
But what had happened instead is that I had been emptied of my lower nature.
但其实真正发生的就是呢，我人性的那个深层次的部分是被完全倒空了。
And the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ had come to indwell me.
然后耶稣基督的灵进来，住在我里面。
You know how the Bible says, "No longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me."
So, 甚至我现在活着不再是我，乃是
That's why
it's here. 活在我里面，这就是我所经历。
This is what it means to walk in the maturity of sonship.
这个就是我们行在做儿子的成熟的地步。
This is what it means to walk in the maturity of Christian experience.
这个就是做一个基督徒一个成熟的。地步就是这样的生活。
Until you walk here, where your mind is possessed of Christ, your heart is possessed of Christ, your soul is possessed of Christ.
除非你的心思意念、你的心、你的魂都是被耶稣基督所占 所拥有。
And our nation has been crucified with Christ.
而且人的非见的那些东西是完全的被钉死在十字架上。
Until that happens,
除非这样的事，这样的情况
，you have not experienced the fullness of Christian life the way God intended.
但还没有经历到神原来要我经历的那种的完美的、成熟的、基础的生命。
No matter how mature you are in God,
无论你在神里面有多么的成熟
，until you have come to this place.
除非你到达我刚才所说的这种的地步
，You have not reached the highest of Christian, the Christian experience that God intended for you to live in this side of heaven.
你没有到达神定义要你在今生所达到的那最高的那种的基督徒生命的层次。
It is this that I want to share with you that is this is what union with Christ produces.
我刚才所形容的光景就是与主结连合而为一这种情况里面就会结出这样的果子。
Now after I have experienced all this, the Lord is still standing beside me.
那我刚才这样的经历之后呢，还是站在我的旁边。
And he began to quote scripture to me.
他开始呢，跟我讲圣经。
He said, "Even John wrote."
他的那个约翰这样写
，The Word became flesh and dwelt among us，
道成了肉身住在我们中间
，And we beheld His glory，
我们也看见他的荣光
，The glory of the only begotten of the Father，
这是独生子的荣光
，Full of grace，
充满了
，And
恩典和真理
，True。He said, when the Holy Spirit inspired John to write that passage,
当圣灵感动约翰写这段圣经
it is what you are now experiencing that he was speaking about.
就是你现在所经历的，就是他写这个圣经所。
I am the living word.
我是那活泼的道。
Living truth.
我是那活的真理。
The living word full of grace and truth.
我是那活的道充满恩典和真理。
What you just experienced is what John was writing about in this passage.
就是呢，约翰福音一章这里所写的，你刚才经历。
Then he said, the Bible says.
跟着他又说，圣经说
，For out of his fullness,
从他的丰满当中
，What fullness?
他什么的丰满
？Fullness of Grace and truth.
从他恩典和真理的丰满当中
，out of his fullness.
从他的丰满当中
，we've all received.
我们都领受了
，all have shared. We were all supplied with.
我们都领受了和分享了得着了
，one grace after another.
恩上加恩
，spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing.
就是一个属灵的祝福，再加上一个属灵的
，and even favor upon favor，
再加恩赐
，a gift heaped upon gift，
恩赐再加恩赐。
Out of the fullness of the grace and truth I just shared with you， we have all received this。
就是我刚才所分享的那些神的恩典和真理的丰满当中，我们都领受了。
What you are now experiencing is what this scripture means, he said.
他就神就对我说，你刚才所经历的，就是呢这段圣经所说的。
He says the word says,
神的话语说
，that when you're united to another,
当你跟另外的一个完全的结合结连
，you are one spirit,
你就成为一灵。
Even so, when you're united to Christ.You are one spirit.
那你与主结连的时候，就成为一体一灵了。
He said, Paul wrote.
保罗说
，You now have the mind of Christ.
你现在有基督的心为心，基督的心思意念。
He said that passage was not for the whole church.
这段圣经不是给整个教会的。
Every believer has access to the mind of Christ through the Word.
每个基督徒可以借着神的话语，可以。
But not every believer has the mind of Christ.
基督的心，但不是每一个基 是有基督的心。
So if you read that in context,
你要那在要看那上下文。
You will see that he was talking to mature believers.
你知道呢，在那个圣经里面，神是对成熟的基督徒说话。
When you are a mature believer, as I am depicting to you right now,
当你是个成熟的基督徒，就是刚才你所经历的这种光景。
You have the mind of Christ.
那你有基督的心，有基督的心思意念。
What is the state?
它是怎么样的光景
？Union with Christ.
就是与基督合一。
When you are in union with Christ,
当你与基督合一
，you have His mind.
你就有他的心，他的心思意念。
You have His heart.
有他的心。
He dwells within your soul.
他活在你的
，not just in your spirit.
他不是活在你的灵里。
He literally possesses every part of your being.
他完全的拥有你的全部每一个部分。
You see, it's a fallacy to teach the church that everyone has the mind of Christ when they're hating their brother, they're jealous of their sister.They're backbiting their pastor. You understand?
如果我们在今天恨我们的弟兄啊，与我们的啊姐妹不和睦，又在背后的说我们牧师坏话，那我们如果说啊，我们还是每一个基督徒都有基督的心，那是错误的教导。
They argue with their husband.
他们与丈夫来争吵。
They fight with their wife.
跟他的太太来打架。
Do you think that is the mind of Christ?
难道这个是基督的心，基督的？
Please help me know if you're hearing me. Do you think that is the mind of Christ? Then it is a fallacy to tell the church every believer has the mind of Christ.
那如果我们教导说每个基督徒都是有基督的心和心，那是错误的教导。
You have the mind of Christ when you're walking in love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness.
你是行在，如果你行在，仍然喜乐和平，温柔良善。
You have the mind of
Christ, 那你才是有基督的心。
You have the mind of Christ when Christ possesses your mind.
你有基督的心，是当基督是完全的拥有占据你的心思意念。
This is what it means to be concentric with Christ.
这个就是与基督完全的合一在一起。
This is what it means. This is where you live. This is life.When you are removed from the earthly temporal ancestry and you are placed into the ancestry of Christ,
那这个就是呢，你从地上的族谱啊被啊带出来，而且与基督的族谱啊对齐啊放在基督的族谱里。
Your lower nature has been crucified. You are no longer united to the things of this world.
你人性啊卑贱的部分。完全的离开了，啊，不再与世界的东西啊合一。
The divine nature has taken possession.
然后神性的，神的性情啊，充满了掌管你。
And you were raised to live, rule, and reign in heavenly places.
然后你被提上去，在天上的地位来执掌政权。
And are therefore now part of the ancestry of Christ.
那这样你就是属于耶稣的族谱，基督的族谱。
Do you understand?
明白吗
？Does everyone understand?
每个人都明白吗
？If you don't understand, then you want me to explain this more. I will.
如果觉得不清楚，
我来解释。If you do not understand, raise your hand.
如果你觉得不明白，请举手。
Very good. You have some brains too.Melchizedek, the entire Melchizedek priesthood will walk what I just described to you.
整个麦基洗德的啊祭司们就会行在现有的层次光景当中。
They will be as Christ was in the earth.
他们会像基督那样的。活在地上
，They will radiate the virtues of Christ.
他们整个人会散发着基督的这些的品格
，walking in the nature and character of Christ.
就是活出耶稣的性情跟品格
，walking in the authority of Christ.
活出耶稣的权柄。
Now, would you like to have someone in authority over you who is like that?
你愿不愿意有一个啊，在你权柄，就是在你是你上面的权柄，是像 像耶稣一样。
God feels the same way.
神也希望这样。
When he has a priesthood that is that dead,
当他有一个好像没有生命的祭司，
he will give them the powers of the very heavens.
他如果呢，看见有一天已经会起诉完全的神的祭司们，他就会把天上的权柄给他。
To do his work in the earth, because he knows they will hurt no one.
他会给他们天上的权柄，行使他的权柄在地上，因为他知道这些的祭司们不会伤害他们。
That's why the Bible says that Melchizedek is likened unto the Son of God.
所以圣经说麦基洗德与神的儿子相似。
Not only is the future Melchizedek of this nature and character,
不只是将要兴起将来的这些麦基洗德祭司们是有这种的品德，
but the Melchizedek that met Abraham out on the king's veil was of this nature and character.
包括他在圣经里那个时候，亚伯拉罕遇上的这个麦基洗德就是这种品德。
That's why he entered into a very high and holy priesthood.
所以他就进入麦基洗德这个圣洁的那个高的位置。
And that's why in Psalm 110, the Lord told Israel to look for such a one.
所以在诗篇一百一十篇呢，神就说你们要留意，要有这样的麦基洗德等次的祭司。
When Israel, when Israel sees and understands and accepts this priesthood,
圣经里面说，如果以色列看见也明白这个麦基洗的祭司职任的意义，
their eyes will be open to behold the Messiah.
他们明白的时候，他的眼睛就会被打开，就会看见他们的这
个 very vital priesthood that is being given to the earth to.To help the church, to help Israel.
所以呢，这个神要兴起的这麦基洗德的祭司们是非常重要，要帮助教会，帮助以色列。
And to deal with great things concerning the earth.
在地上要处理一些很重要的事情。
Are you excited yet?
现在兴奋吗
？Are you?
Yeah.
Do I see big smile?
微笑。
I will continue in the next service. We just ran 20 minutes late. I'm sorry. So let's take a break. And can you get a bite to eat and be back here at 12:30? Is that your kind of fast lunch? You can do that? Raise your hand if you can do that.